Death is such as birth is, a mystery of nature. There is a composition out of various elements and a decomposition into the same elements, and altogether not a thing of which any man should be ashamed, for it is not contrary to the nature of a reasonable animal, and not contrary to the reason of our constitution. For such persons, it is natural that these things should occur. It is a matter of necessity. And if a man will not have it so, he will not allow the fig tree to give juice. But anyway, bear this in mind, that within a very short time, both you and he will be dead, and soon not even your names will be left behind. Take away your judging thought, and then there is taken away the complaint, I have been harmed. Take away the complaint, I have been harmed, and the harm is taken away. That which does not make a man worse than he was also does not make his life worse, nor does it harm him either from without or from within. The nature of that which is universally useful has been compelled to do this. Consider the saying, everything that happens, happens as it ought, and if you observe carefully, you will find it to be so. I do not say as it ought only with respect to the conditioned continuity of things, but with respect to what is just, and as if someone were assigning to each thing its value. Continue to observe, then, as you have begun, and whatever you do, do it in conjunction with being good, in the sense in which a man is properly understood to be good. Keep to this in every action. If someone does you wrong, do not take his view of things or see things as he would have you see them, but look at them as they are in truth. A man should always have these two principles in readiness. The one, to do only what the reasoning faculty that is present with the power of rule and legislation may suggest for the good of all. The other, to change your position if there is any one at hand to set you right and to move you from an opinion. But this change of opinion must proceed only from a clear persuasion as to what is just or to the common good and the like, not because it appears pleasant or makes one popular. Do you have the power of reason? I have. Why then do you not use it? For if this faculty does its work, what else do you need to worry about? You have existed as but a part of the universe. You shall disappear into that which produced you, or rather, you shall be transformed and received back into its creative principle. Many grains of frankincense on the same altar. One falls before, another falls after, but it makes no difference. Within 10 days you will seem a god to those to whom you are now a beast and an ape, if you will return to your principles and the worship of reason. You are not going to live 10,000 years. Death hangs over you. While you live, while it is in your power, be good. How much trouble he avoids who does not look to see what his neighbour says or does or thinks, but only to what he does himself, that it may be just and pure, or as Agathon says, look not round at the depraved morals of others, but run straight along the line without deviating from it. He who has a vehement desire for posthumous fame does not consider that every one of those who remember him will himself also die very soon, then likewise they who succeed them, until the whole remembrance of him shall have been extinguished, as a transmission through men who foolishly admire and perish. But even if you imagine that those who will remember are immortal, and that the remembrance will be immortal, what then is this to you? And I do not say merely what is it to the dead, but what is it to the living? What is praise except in so far as it has a certain utility? As it is, you reject the seasonable gift of nature, clinging to something else. Everything which is in any way beautiful is beautiful in itself, and is an end in itself. It does not have praise as part of it. Nothing is made worse nor better by being praised. I affirm this also of the things that are commonly called beautiful, for example, material things and works of art. That which is really beautiful has no need of anything, no more than law, no more than truth, no more than benevolence or modesty. Which of these things is beautiful because it is praised, or spoiled by being blamed? Is such a thing as an emerald made worse than it was if it is not praised, or gold, ivory, purple, a lyre, a little knife, a flower, a shrub?